We all hate being asked for money, but I gotta do it, man. But I'll tell you what, I'll just tell you where to go to become a patron of this program, and you promise to think that I just spent several minutes trying to guilt you into it and succeeded. Okay? Is that a deal? Good. Patreon.com/Steve Charney, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And for $1 a month, you also get special downloads of great comedy recordings that only patrons have access to. See? That was pretty painless. This is Conversations with My Dummy, as if you didn't know. And I'm Steve Charney, as if you didn't know. And my guest is Cindy Cash Dollar, as if you didn't know. Cindy is a dobro player extraordinaire. She's played with Bob Dylan, Van Morrison, Rod Stewart, Willie Nelson, Leon Redbone, Peter Rowan, the band, Paul Butterfield. She won 5 Grammy Awards when working with Asleep at the Wheel. And she's played with one other great musician, maybe the greatest of them all, me. Oh, dream on, Charney. But man, am I in good company. And now let's get on with the show because, well, Harry's here.
I'm here, Steve. I'm here.
Good. Why don't you try to recite a tongue twister?
Okay. Tell me what it is. Come on, let it rip. Come on, come on. What is it? What is it? What is it?
All right. Repeat after me. A gaggle of geese were going to Greece.
Okay. A giggle of geese were going to freeze.
No, Harry. It's a... Hello? May I help you?
Yeah, we just got a report that there was a ventriloquist over here.
I'm a ventriloquist?
Uh-huh. Joe, why don't you get the papers in order while I debrief the suspect?
What?
What?
We're with the ventriloquist police, and we've had a lot of serious complaints about you.
Yeah, I got the papers right here. I think they're all in order.
Wait a second, the ventriloquist police? May I see your badges, please?
Yeah, there, Joe, show them the badge.
Yeah, Louis, take a good look.
Uh-huh. Well, everything looks on the up and up. And what's this about complaints?
Yeah, well, we've heard that your lips move an inordinate amount when you make the dummy talk.
My lips do not move when Harry talks.
They don't?
Quiet, Harry. And anyway, how can anyone tell if my lips are moving or not?
Which would allow you a fair amount of cheating now, wouldn't it? In fact, this whole ventriloquist gambit could all be a scam. Maybe you're not a ventriloquist at all, eh?
Hey! Granted, I work on the honor system here, but I'm no slouch. I hold up my end.
Then, you won't mind if we observe.
Harry, what do you think?
You're going to jail.
See? Did my lips move when he just said that?
I'm sorry I wasn't watching. I was looking for my handcuffs. If your lips do move when he talks, you don't think we're going to just let you continue gallivanting around the state giving ventriloquism a bad name, do you?
You'd arrest me?
In a word, yes.
What is there, a special ventriloquial jail or something?
We have a special area for the likes of you, Johnny.
Hey, I didn't do anything yet.
There are the complaints.
I'm innocent until proven guilty.
Uh-huh. Well, just continue with what you were doing before we came in. We'll just take some notes here. Joe, take some notes.
Right, Louis.
Well, I think you were just starting a routine with your puppet there.
Right, Harry, why don't you hum a song for us?
Hmm?
A song, go ahead. Harry, I'm serious. Look, this man here wants to observe us. He wants to see if my lips move when you talk. Now hum a song. Why don't you do This Land Is My Land?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Stop clearing your throat, just do it. Very good. So, have you seen my lips move yet?
I haven't even seen his lips move yet.
See? I told you my lips don't move. So, you can leave now.
No, I think I'll wait around a little while longer.
Joining me in the studio is Cindy Cash Dollar, who has agreed to come on our show and play a little dobro for us. Cindy.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. And, well, you seem to be doing good, too.
Like you're doing good.
I feel like I'm doing good. Well, I always feel good when I'm doing this show. I like to do this show a lot. And you have your dobro on your lap.
It's on my lap, ready to go.
Yeah, all set, all turned on and tuned on and tuned up. And the dobro is actually an acoustical instrument, right? So
right, it's not turned on yet, not right. By electricity. But yeah, it is acoustic, no amplifier needed.
Do they sell dobros with pickups in them?
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. Right, but you chose not to buy one with one.
Yeah, I prefer it actually without one. I haven't really found a pickup yet that sounds pretty true to what the instrument should sound like. Mm. But I also have an electric, I have a lap steel, which is basically the same tuning, and that's electric, so.
Right, and it has six strings on it, right?
Right, in an open tuning.
Open tuning. Right. Okay, so when you strum it, you're playing
chord.
A chord.
Right.
And what chord is that?
Well, actually, I have this in what's called a sixth tuning. It's a G6.
Pretty. I used to do that with guitars a lot. You'd do an open tuning. You have all kinds of fun with them.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, just by accident, sometimes they'll put the string too high or too low, and you have a new tuning.
Yeah.
So it's fun to just play around and come up with things by mistake.
Right. Well, you going to help me do a song now?
I'll do more and help you. I'll join right in.
Hey! I like that kind of thinking.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Let's do Hey Good Lookin' by Hank Williams.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I said, hey, good looking. What you got a cookin'? How's about cooking something up with me? I said, hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find ourselves a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod car, got a $2 bill. I got me a spot right over the hill. The soda pop and the dancing's free, so won't you come along with me? I said, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Cooking something up with me, oh yeah. I said, hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find ourselves a brand new recipe? I'm gonna throw my date book over the fence. I'm gonna buy me one for 5 or 10 cents. I'm gonna keep it till it's covered with age, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page. I said, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up now? How's about cooking something up now? How's about cooking something up with me?
Hey, good looking by Hank Williams. Cindy, you've done it again. Cindy Cash Dollar, helping me on the dobro and doing an excellent job, if I say so myself.
Thanks, I had a good time being here.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Come on, get with it, get with it.
Excuse me.
Hey, I said get with it.
Just because you're the ventriloquist police doesn't mean you can boss me around. This is still my show.
Ventriloquist police are here.
So then have your doll say something besides humming.
You're making me nervous with that pen and paper staring at me like that.
It's part of the ongoing investigation into the ethics of your art.
Harry, say something of note.
What?
Say, Peter Piper picked some peppers.
Uh-oh.
He can't say that.
Why not?
It's against his religion. Yeah, that's it. It's against his religion.
Why would that be against his religion?
Because he's a member of the pepper religion. Uh-huh, yeah, that's it. And the idea of picking peppers is abhorrent to the followers.
Okay, then say, Betty Potter bought some butter.
He can't do that either. He's also a member of the butter religion.
Look, I'm starting to lose patience here. Are you going to cooperate, or do I have to slap you with contempt?
You're not a judge, you're a cop.
All right, but I still feel contempt for you, and I'm going to slap you.
Ow! Hey, cut that out!
He just slapped her with contempt, Steve.
Look, you better say something. Go ahead, Harry.
Okay, here goes. Betty Botter bought some butter.
That's it. Your lips were wagging so much I could feel the breeze. You're coming down to the precinct. Joe, handcuff him.
Oh, man.
Don't give us no trouble, buddy. We've seen the likes of you before.
Hey, not so tight with those handcuffs, man. Harry, will you take over the show until I come back?
Sure, Steve. No problem.
May not be coming back for a long time. This deception that you're a so-called ventriloquist has gone on long enough. That was one of the worst cases of lip-flapping that I've ever seen in my entire career on the force.
I would have to agree with that, officer.
And look, you're still doing it. Hold your tongue, man.
But then how did it sound like this?
Oh, you're going away for a long time. Come on, Joe. Let's get him out of here.
Bye, Harry.
Don't worry, Steve. I'll be here. Poor Steve. Isn't that this has finally caught up with him? You can't blame them. After all, there is a code that needs to be upheld in this society. There's a right way and a wrong way of doing ventriloquism, and if you're going to flaunt the norm, you have to pay the consequences. So what are we doing here? It's up to me to take over the show. Ah!
Well, hey, diddle-diddle, take down your fiddle. Let's play a little of the boogie-woogie riddle. Pound the piano, bang on the cymbal. We'll be riddled with riddles tonight.
Now, what was the turtle doing on the New Jersey Turnpike? Oh, about 4 miles an hour. You're so skinny, if you want to get wet, you gotta dance around in the shower. Hey, what did a rug say to the floor? Don't move, man, I got you covered. What stays hot in the icebox? Mustard!
Hey, diddle-diddle, take down your fiddle. Let's play a little of the boogie-woogie riddle. Pound the piano, bang on the cymbal. We'll be riddled with riddles tonight.
Hey, why did Robin Hood only steal from the wealthy? Cause the poor didn't have any riches. Hey, how come you scratch your arm like that? I'm the only one who knows where it itches. Who is Snow White's brother? Egg White, get the yolk. Hey, what goes up and won't come down? Smoke!
Athletes get athlete's foot. What do astronauts get? Mistletoe. Hey, what did Paul Revere say after his famous ride? Whoa! Why'd Joe fall down with his good pants on? He didn't have time to take them off. What is bread in old Kentucky? Oh, about 80 cents a loaf.
Hey, diddle diddle, take down your fiddle. Let's play a little of boogie woogie riddle. Pound the piano, bang on the cymbal. We'll be riddling riddles tonight.
Now, if you can tune a guitar and you can tune a fiddle, can you tune a fish? Sure, if it's got a scale. Speaking of fish, where do you find the most salmon? Between the head and the tail. You got holes in your underwear? No, then how do you put in your feet? Hey, what's a cow with no legs called? Ground beef.
Hey, diddle, diddle, take down your fiddle. Let's play a little of the boogie-woogie riddle. Pound the piano, bang on the cymbal. We'll be riddling riddles tonight.
Well, this is Harry. Well, I've taken over the show, and looks like I'm going to be here for a while. And, you know, but don't worry, I've got the... Hey, what are you doing here?
Harry, Ivy Man, I've escaped!
That's terrible! You have to pay your debt to society!
Look, man, I'm going to hide under the table. They come back, I'm not here.
What are you going to hide for the rest of your life, Steve?
If it's necessary, yes.
Oh, man.
Wait a second.
What?
I just thought of something.
Yeah?
I was out of the room for quite a long time, wasn't I?
True.
Who was making you talk during that interim?
I don't know.
I mean, you were talking, right? Didn't you continue the show without me? Didn't you introduce the recording?
So I did. How? How'd you do it?
beats me. Look, it doesn't matter. When the police come back, do that thing you do, when you talk without my help.
Well, now that you brought it up, I might freeze up.
Harry, this is a matter of life and death here.
All right, I'll give it a try. I'm not guaranteeing anything.
Thank you, it's my only chance. I'll be under the table, man. Whatever you do, don't give me away.
Okay.
All right. Where is he?
Under the table.
Aha! You're coming with us.
Look, I was just kidding before. I'm actually a great ventriloquist. My lips don't ever move.
Oh, yeah? Let's see. Harry, say something. Joe, you watch Johnny's mouth.
Uh-oh, I don't know if I could do it.
Say your prayers, Johnny.
Oh, my prayers, okay. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if he hollers, let me go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Joe, did you say anything?
Not a flutter, Louie. Done good. And his lips are clamped completely shut.
I wish I had your picture. It would be very nice. I'd put it in the closet to scare away the mice.
He's doing great. Such control. His lips are clamped shut and he's holding his nose closed, too. I didn't even know how he's breathing. Look, now he's taping his mouth shut.
Wish I had a nickel. I wish I had a quarter. I wish I had you in my arms. I'd throw you in the water.
It's uncanny, Lou.
One more test. I want you two to have a little dialogue. Say the Peter Piper tongue twister.
Ooh, that tape hurts.
Do it.
Okay. Harry, say Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, how many peppers did Peter Piper pick? Just say Peter Piper.
Peanut butter.
No, Peter Piper.
Pitter patter.
Peter Piper.
Peter Piper?
Picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Picked a peck of pickle poopers.
Pickled peppers.
Pickle poppers.
Pickle peppers.
Purple pimples.
Pickle peppers, pickle peppers, pickle peppers.
Pickle peppers, yes. Pickle peppers.
Peter Piper.
If party pooper.
Peter Piper.
Potty pooper.
Peter Piper.
Peter Piper.
Picked a peck of pickle peppers.
Picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Pickle peppers.
Pickle peepers.
Peppers.
Peppers!
How many peppers did Peter Piper pick?
How many pockets did Peter Piper pick?
How many peppers did Peter Piper pick?
How many peppers did Peter Piper pick?
Okay, good. Now say the whole thing at once.
All right, here goes. Peanut butter picked a pick of pickle pumpers. If Pity Pooter picked a pick of pumper nickels, how many poppers did Peter Piper park?
I give up. I can't get him to do it. Take me away, man. Here are my arms. Handcuff me. I failed. I'm a miserable failure.
Not at all. That's the best example of ventriloquism I've ever seen. Your mouth didn't move a muscle. How'd you do it?
Lots and lots of practice, I guess.
Johnny, you're all right. Sorry to have bothered you. Come on, Joe. And my best to the missus.
Huh?
So, everything worked out okay, right, Steve?
Yeah, though I still want to know how you do that without me around.
I told you I don't know. It's just something I do.
Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by Steve Charney, that's me. Thanks to Cindy Cash Dollar for being my guest, cindycashdollar.com. And you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, on my YouTube channel, tunein.com, and of course on patreon.com/stevecharney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month. My website, stevecharney.com. Duh. This has info about my live stage shows, how to contact me, all the stuff I have for sale, which includes books and CDs, my bio. Oh my goodness, it goes on and on, right?
That's right. And on Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. We're also on Twitter.
Right. And if you like this podcast, spread the word around, man. Spread the word around. And please, be kind to your children.
Right, because someday they're going to be choosing your nursing home.